Leute, der Mensch, der Chof auf Edel Tovschnein, sein Rabbi Shua Aaron Seifer.
Before I start, I just want to share with you a little incident that I saw yesterday. Yesterday morning, I was walking to shul, and I was taking the shortcut from Upper Park Road to Berry Old Road through Reb Gavriel's house, to the Rosh Yeshiva's house. And as I'm walking from the back of the yeshiva through his backyard, I hear lots of crows. Sounds like crows, and then there's magpies. It sounds something's going on in the front of his yard. Hear the crows. I remember what we went through summer holidays. My kids love nature. They love looking for birds of prey. Maybe they grew up in Australia where we used to see kangaroos and koalas and wombats when we went on holiday. So here in England you see sheep and cows and birds of prey. So they're all into it. The buzzards, the kites, harrows, the sparrowhawks, they're all into it. So we went on the summer Ben Hazmanim. We went to feeding stations. There are people that are very worried about the red kites, that they're becoming extinct. So they have feeding stations. So we went to these feeding stations where they put out loads of meat. And they say, you watch, when the crows are there, the birds of prey are going to come. Seem to go together. So I'm going through the backyard, and I hear lots of crows and magpies. So I come towards the front of the house, and I look up in the trees, and there's about 10 to 15 crows, and they're jumping from branch to branch, and there's a few magpies there. And I'm looking up in the tree, I'm trying to see what's going on. Don't see anything. Maybe they're attacking a magpie. Don't see anything. And then all of a sudden I look down, in front of me, a meter away from me, was a bird of prey, a sparrowhawk, with its wings spread out like this. Right, which means that it has something underneath and it doesn't want any of the other birds to get it. So it's sort of like protecting it. And I get a shock and I jump. And the bird of prey sees me and it also gets a shock. And it just flies away. And underneath was a pigeon. And as soon as the bird of prey got off it, the pigeon just flew away as if nothing happened. So I carry on walking to shul. And I'm thinking, it's mamash moshel of aser simei tshuva. There's something going on. Everything's flustering. The tzaddikim, they get written l'chaim straight away. But the beinanim, and we all view ourselves as beinanim, with tluyim va'imdim. Tluyim va'imdim means it's like a bird of prey that's on that pigeon. The pigeon is the yoina, Knesset Yisrael, compared to a pigeon. It's mamish chaim and mavis, the sfarim are open. And a little bit of yira, you get a shock, a little bit of yira shemayim, right? And the cherev chada just lifts up, and the yoina just flies away in peace. Yeah, so it's just a bit of a personal message to me. I saw it like, just reminds, beninim tluyim v'aimdim, it's mamash like that bird of prey on the pigeon. I imagine if that pigeon can speak, it would be saying Shema Yisrael. Like, there's no way it's going to get out. He's finished. A bit of yira, and he just flies away in peace. Comes Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin. Many people feel that it's a frightening day. As we say, Taka, in the Musaf and in the Nisana Toikif, right, that Siftach Seifa Zichroinois, Umeilav Yikorei, V'chaisiv Yad Kaladun Boi, Malochim Yechafezun, the Malochim are flustering, going v'chil rado yoychezun, the malachim are afraid. Rabbi Yashar Zecher Tzaddik Levracha once said, why are the malachim afraid? They don't have a yetzara, they haven't done anything wrong, they're not getting judged. And Rabbi Yashar said that the malachim look down and they see the Yom Adin, and they see what's being paskened, and they see the tzoros of Klal Yisrael, the nisyonos that people are going through, the challenges. I know, but the pashtus, the melachim don't get judged. They don't have a yetzer ra, there's no chaim and moves in that sense. Right, so what are they afraid of? And he says, because the Malachim see what the Pesach of Klal Yisrael is, and they see the challenges and the Nisyonos and the Tzoros Rachman on this land that Klal Yisrael are going through, and therefore Malachim Yechafezen V'yomu Hine Yom Adin. So on the one hand, Rosh Hashanah, it's a frightening day. But on the other hand, if you look in the Pesukim, and if you look in the Sfarim and the Peskim and the Halacha Sfarim, you'll see that there's a completely different dimension of Rosh Hashanah, a very powerful dimension, and that's what I would like to share today. If you look in Nehemiah and Perichas, Klal Yisrael come back to Eretz Yisrael after Golas Bavel, after being in Bavel for 70 years. They rebuild the second base of Mikdash, they're ready to inaugurate the second base of Mikdash, and everybody gathers together. But Yasu Kala Am Kish Echod, everybody gathers together in the street Ashelfnei Shamayim, and Ezra Sefer says, bring a Sefer Torah. And they bring a Sefer Torah, Vayoviu Ezra Koin as a Torah. Everyone's there, Lefnei Akol, Ishva Adisha, men, women, V'chol Maven, Shemay, anybody can understand. When did this take place? The Pasuk continues, B'yoyim Echod, L'chodesh Hashvi. It took place on Rosh Hashanah. And they started reading from the Sefer Torah, and they went through different averis that Klal Yisrael went through, and everybody is crying. And Nehemiah turns around, Vayomer Nehemiah, and Ezra Kohen and the Sefer, and everybody was there, and they said, L'chol Am, Hayom Kadosh Hu L'Hashem Elokeichem, today's Rosh Hashanah. It's a Yom Kadosh. Al Tisablu, do not mourn, V'al Tivku, don't cry. They were all crying, says Rashi. Why were they crying? They didn't keep the Torah properly. So it was a cry of tshuva. And yet, as Nehemiah turns around and says, Al tisablu, do not mourn, but al tivku, don't cry. Because everybody was crying. Nehemiah continued. And he said, ichlu mashmanim, go eat nice foods, fatty foods, ushusu mamtakim, drink sweet beverages, v'shulchamonos le'nochalos, send presents to those who don't have. Ki kadosh hayom ladinenu, today's a kadosh to today, a kadosh to today. V'al teyotzvu, do not be sad. And hear the most powerful words. Ki chedvas Hashem, the happiness in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hi me'uzchem, that is your strength. So though Klal Yisrael were crying because of tshuva, and you'd say, what's better than that, than crying because of tshuva? They heard that virus that they did is Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yom Edin after all. And yet, Nehemiah tells them, al tivku, don't cry. Al tiyotsu, don't be sad. Ki chedvas Hashem hi me'uzchem. When a person's happy, he's besimcha, that he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hi me'uzchem, that is our strength. After Tekiyas Shofar, we say psukim, Ashrei Om Yodei Tshua, b'simcha yegilun kol hayom. In your day, we rejoice the whole day. Tekiyas Shofar, it's the epitome of the Yom Adin, right? So Salanto goes through it, where he talks by Richus, how the Tekiyas Shofar is a moment of judgment where a person goes afnayv lefnim. That's why there's no gold on a Shofar, because no gold goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim. So at the moment of Tekiyas Shofar, it's like a moment of going into the Kodesh Kedoshim, a person standing by Hashem, you can't have one wrong thought. And yet, what do we say right afterwards? B'shimcha yegilun kol hayom. We're b'simcha, we rejoice in your mitzvahs, in your words. As the Yom Tov for Rosh Hashanah comes in, the women that light candles, depending on the minute, they make a shachiyonu. Right? We by Kiddush, we make a shachiyonu. At the beginning of the Yom Tov, when we say Kiddush, we make a shachiyonu. You don't make a shachiyonu at a sad time during the 3 weeks. A person has a new fruit. Right, better not to make a Shechiyonu. We only make the Baruch of Shechiyonu at the moment of Simcha. And as Rosh Hashanah comes in, we're B'Simcha, Baruch Hashem, to Yom Adin. And we're B'Simcha, we make the Baruch of Shechiyonu. As well, beforehand already, the Torah brings down, everybody knows it most probably, that by other nations, if someone has a court case, they're all worried, they don't bother dressing properly, they don't look after their personal hygiene because they're so preoccupied with the judgment, with the court case. Whereas Klal Yisrael, right, we're levish levonim, we put on our white clean clothing, megalech, we have a haircut, we cut our nails, eichlin v'shoysim, mitzvah of having that betochen, that simcha in the Yom Adin. If you look in Hilchus Yom Tov, not in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah, in Hilchus Yom Tov, in Tov Kuf Chav Tes, right, the Shulchan Aruch says there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, and you're supposed to drink wine on a simcha. Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. So the Mishnah Berurah says, which Yom Tovim are we referring to? So it says Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and Shmini Atzeres. Says the Shah Tzion, what's the Simchas Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah? So the Shah Tzion in Sivkotun and Gimel says, Ube Rosh Hashanah, the Fishuhu Tchilas Shana, it's the beginning of the year, Oysen Kein the Simen Tov. So there's actually a halacha, just like we know on a normal yontav, on sukkahs, shavuos, there's a mitzvah to have some wine in the middle of the meal, besides what you had for Kiddush. There's a mitzvah to have some wine on the mitzvah simchas yontav, and Rosh Hashanah as well, there's a mitzvah to have some wine in the middle of the meal, on simchas yontav. Why, says the Shah Tzion, tchilas shana oisen kein the simen toiv. We do it as a simen toiv, but it's actually much more than that. There's a very frightening zoya. Well, the Zoya says in Parshas Tetzava that the way we are over here, Hachinami Lilo, and that's the way we are in Shemai. Iyu Kaima Benihira De Ampin Matata. If a person has his face down, he's depressed. Kidein Hachinai Le Ma'aya. So in Shemai, they look at him also with her face down. Iyu Kaima Batsivu. If he's depressed, Yahavina Le Dino Bekable, he receives a depressing judgment. Like this it says, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Siv HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. And the Zohar is Mamshech, he says, Chedva de banash. The Chedva, Ki Chedva es Hashem yimuzchem. The Chedva, the simcha of a person, M'shoich legabei Chedva achroi elo. That when we are b'simcha, we are Meshech, we draw down upon us a happiness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're b'simcha and serving Hashem, that brings us a simcha. Yeah, we wish everybody a happy new year. We all want a happy new year. If we want a happy new year, we need to be we're happy. Happy on Rosh Hashanah, those who Yom Adin, but at the same time, there has to be that simcha. Right, Rabbeinu Bechai says in Parshas Kisavoy, last week's Parsha, where a person does all the mitzvahs, he did the mitzvahs of Maisa, right, and he comes to HaKadosh Baruch and he says, Asisi kechala shet zivisoni, I've done everything you commanded me. Hashkifu m'mayin kotshechom in Hashemayim. Look up from Shemayim, uveyach es amcha Yisrael. And give us a brocha. So Rashi says, Asisi kechala shet zivisoni, I've done everything you told me I'm supposed to do. Says Rashi three words. Somachti, I did it besimcha, v'simachti bo, and I made others happiness. I did the mitzvah of Maisa besimcha, and the other people were happy because I gave them what they needed. So Rav Palm explains, sometimes a farmer, he worked so hard, he plowed, went through all the avodas hakarka, and maybe he didn't have such a good yield. There wasn't that much crop. He might not be happy. No, samachti, tells the Rebbeinu Shlom, I'm happy. V'simachti boy. Then he has the right to turn around and say, Hashkifu b'mayin kotshchom in Hashemayim uveyrach es amchi Yisrael. Give us a bracha, says Rabbeinu Bechai. On that pasuk, Kama gadol schar ha-mitzvahs. How great is the schar that we do mitzvahs kishehi b'simcha. Shehi mahapeches midas hadin l'midas harachamim. Such powerful words. That when we do mitzvahs b'simcha, it changes the midas hadin to midas harachamim. And in fact, we, according to Reb Chaim Freelander, we get judged on Rosh Hashanah how we do the mitzvahs. In the beginning of Zechroinos, we say, Ata Zeicha, Ma'is Oilem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remembers everything, nothing is forgotten before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'al HaMedinos B'Yoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looks in every country, Eizel HaChera, Ve'Eizel HaShalom, Eizel HaRov, Ve'Eizel HaSoiva, right? It means more to us this year when we see what the hurricanes bring, right? You see, mamash eizem medinos l'shalom l'rov homeless chmon islam uvriyo is bayu pakedu human beings laskiram l'chaim l'movas. Everybody gets judged. Milo nifkod kayom azeh, and we carry on and we say kizecha kol ha'itzor lefanecha bo. The remembrance of every creation comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maisa ish ufkudosai, person's actions and his tafkid va'alilois, the accomplishments, mitzadei gover. Says Rav Chaim Freilander, that the Va'alilos, the accomplishments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges Mitzadei Gover, like you say in the morning, the Baruch Hashem Heichen Mitzadei Gover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the accomplishments of a person, Mitzadei Gover, how he walks. You know that when we're running to do something that we want to do, there's a bounce in our walk. It's not a problem. But perhaps sometimes a person might be asked to do a chesed, or just sat down to eat supper, and then the doorbell rings, there's another mishulach there. We already had a few that night, and we just sat down after a long day, and we'll answer the door, and we'll give him nicely, but we'll schlep our feet to the door. We'll go, ah. Oh. And the mitzadei gover, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks how we do the mitzvahs. Are we doing it b'simcha, with a bounce in our feet, or is it we're schlepping our feet? Right, so we get judged on it. And the Radomski Rebbe, the Tver Shlomo, says that on Rosh Hashanah, the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Meisim are open. So normally you learn Pshat, the Sifrei Chaim, the books of life, books of death, the person gets judged, the word will be written. But if you learn it, Pasha Pshat, Sifrei Chaim means the books of those who are alive, and the Sifrei Meisim of those who are dead. Right, so if some of the Farshim ask, Sifrei Meisim, a person's nifter already, why did those Sfarim being opened up again on Rosh Hashanah? So the Radomski Rebbe has a completely different taich, where he says the Sifrei Chaim are the mitzvahs that we do with a chiyus. We do it with a life, with enthusiasm, with a simcha. And then there's sometimes mitzvahs that we do meisim. There's no life, there's no simcha, there's no enthusiasm. We do it with a dullness, lifelessness. And because the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Meisim are open, sometimes a person doesn't miss when he's depressed when he does it. And he says in the Mei Rotzoim, the Aser Yisimei Tshuva, a person can go and change. He can do tshuva and take those mitzvahs that he did, maybe with a bit of a dullness, and he does tshuva and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, he can take all those mitzvahs out of the Sifrei Meisim and put them in the Sifrei Chaim. Shalom Shadron has emerged to Kipshat. Also what we say in davening after Tkir Shofar, Hayoyim Har Soilom, Hayoyim Yamoid Bamishpot. Today every person stands in Mishpot Kol Yitzurei Lomim Im Kibonim Im Kavodim. We might be like sons, like children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we might be like Avodim. Im Kibonim Rachemenu Krachimov Abonim V'im Kavodim, and if we're like servants, Einenu L'chos Liyois, we look up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atcha Tuchanenu, have Rachmanus, have compassion on us. So either we'll be like Bonim or we'll be like Avodim. What does it depend on? So the Gemara in Baba Basra says, "Bizman she'osim ritzonei shamakim, when we do the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're like bonim. Bizman she'ein osim ritzonei shamakim, when you're not doing the rotzon of Hashem, then nikra avodim, they're called avodim." So Shalom asks a Mordechai Kikasha, if you're not doing the rotzon Hashem, you're not an eved Hashem. If you're doing the will of Hashem, you're called bonim. Bizman she'ein osim ritzonei shamakim, you're called avodim. If they're not doing the rotzon Hashem, don't call them an eved. So he says pshat, bizman she'osim ritzonei shamakim means you're doing it b'simcha. Right? You do a mitzvah b'simcha, then like a child, the father asks him, make me a tea. Exactly, he goes and makes his father tea willingly, no problem. But when a person doesn't do a mitzvah b'simcha, and he does it because he's forced to do it, then he's like an eved. He's like a slave who's been forced to do it. He doesn't want to do it. But I'll do it because I'm an eved. That's b'zman she'noisim b'sonei shamokim. Because they're not doing it. They're not doing it b'simcha. So you see the importance of doing mitzvahs b'simcha, Rabbeinu B'chayim, Pashas Nosoi, on the Pasuk, Lavedes Avoda Avoda, where you learn that the Levium are supposed to sing in the Beis HaMikdosh. Rabbeinu B'chayim writes that a person is mechuyiv liyoy sameach b'mitzvahs kishayasa oisam, when he does the mitzvahs he should be b'simcha, or he sees other people doing it. And he says, v'yudua ki hasimcha b'maisa ha-mitzvahs, the simcha that you do when you're doing a mitzvah, mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's a separate mitzvah in it of itself, then when we do the mitzvahs, to do it with a simcha. Right, and he says that's the Indian of the Shir and the Beis HaMikdosh, where the Levim sang and they played the musical instruments, because you know that when you hear musical instruments, when you hear a beautiful Kedusha and everybody singing together, It's meremim you. It elevates you. It makes you more happy. You're not depressed. You feel good. He says that was the idea of serving of those the Levim playing in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Rabbeinu Bechai wrote a Sefer Kada Kamach, and he writes over there, Hasimcha Azois. This simcha of doing a mitzvah b'simcha, he mitzvah min haTorah. And he says Chashuva Yosem min haMitzvah. It's even more chashuv than the mitzvah itself is to do the mitzvah b'simcha. So the Eglei Tal writes, he says, some people think that when you learn Torah, seriousness, no geshmak, because if you learn Torah with a geshmak and you enjoy it, it's already shalei lishma. And he says, no, pum faket. He says, you say, v'harav no Hashem lekeinu as divis roscho b'finu. You want it to be sweet, you want it to be geshmak. And when you do the mitzvahs and you're enjoying it, and it's a geshmak, that is the lishma. Tefillah, the Gemara says, lo yispalem atoich atzvus, a person is not allowed to daven when he's depressed. Right? In Hilchos Afikoymen, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Shlomo writes, Reisi b'nei aliyah, people who are shlagging, they used to kiss the matzos and the maror. Kiss the matzos and the maror. V'chein hasukkah, coming to the yontif of sukkahs, b'knisos and b'tzos, they used to kiss the walls of the sukkah. V'chein abaminim shebelulav, you pick up your esrog, they used to give it a kiss. Ah, I love doing this mitzvah. I'm so happy I have the opportunity. V'hakoy l'chavoy v'hamitzvah, v'ashrei mi sh'oved Hashem b'simcha. So I was thinking this morning, okay, you know, it's big, it's an avodah. You know, if you walk into the sukkah and you start kissing the walls, I don't know what your kids are going to think. Right? You know, the lulav, no one maybe notices, you pick up the esrog. But you know, when we take our tefillin out of the boxes every morning, we also give it a kiss. But we've done it from when we were 13 and we're so tired, you know. But it's an opportunity of chibur v'mitzvah to show that we're besimcha. You know, from time to time we stop slowly for a moment and take the tefillin out. Ah! Mitzvah v'akodesh baruch hu. Give it a kiss. Besimcha. That's what the Shlomo writes. Right? V'hakol chavei v'mitzvah v'ashe mi sh'oved Hashem besimcha. There's a yid that came to Chassam Sofer. Nebuch, he lost his money. Went through a very, very difficult time. And Chassam Sofer was mechazik him, gave him chizuk. Then he tells Chassam Sofer, you know, there's a big fair in Leipzig. I have no money to invest. So he said, I'll lend you money. I'll be mistadeh, I'll get you some money, I'll lend you money, you'll be matzliach. So he talked, Chassam Sofer lent him money. He went to the fair, got a lot of good merchandise, he came back, he sold it. Baruch Hashem, he bounced back, he picked himself up again. When he got enough sufficient funds to pay the Chassam Sofer back, he went, he gave the money back, and he brought the Chassam Sofer a beautiful diamond ring. It's appreciation, he brought him a diamond ring. So Chassam Sofer takes the ring, psh, what a diamond, I've never seen anything like it. And for 5 minutes, he's ranting and raving about this beautiful diamond, and Tamidim is sitting there. Chassam Sofer wasn't into diamonds, he wasn't into this sort of things. What's going on? And after 5 minutes, Chassam Sofer says, here, take it back, it's ribbis. I can't take it. Right? He says, I never had the opportunity not to take ribbis. How often does that opportunity come? So I wanted to be mechav, ah, what a beautiful diamond. I can't take it, it's ribbis. There's another beautiful story with Chassam Sofer. After Sukkot, he's verherring two bocherim. And one he accepted, and one he didn't. The one that he didn't accept was an Ilui. He's a genius of a bocher. People said on him, Mamish, the next Gadol Hador. But Chassam Sofer didn't accept him. So the other faculty of the yeshiva, they said, Rebbe, he's a Gan Shebegoinim. Like, well, why didn't you accept him? Chassam Sofer said, I'll tell you why. Because it was after Sukkot, and there was Chach laying on the floor. And I watched how these two Bochum came in. The one who was Ilui just walked right over the Chach. The other one walked around it. When you do a mitzvah of Sukkah, with such a love, such enthusiasm, with a chiyus, how can you step on Tzchach right after Sukkot? He just walked right on the Tzchach. I don't think he's going to become a god over Israel. The other Bach, he might be average head, but he had the sensitivity, the chiyus of a mitzvah. He walked around. Oh, that's the type of Bach that I want in my yeshiva. You know, I read that story, and then after Sukkot, you sometimes see when people dispose of the schach and they just put it in the bin, you know, together with the bags of rubbish from your kitchen. It makes you have a not nice feeling. Chach, put it in a bin bag or in the other bins with the other, you know, but just to put it in the bin with the normal rubbish, how could a person do it? That was the Chassam Sofer's approach to mitzvahs, to do with a simcha, with a chiyas, enthusiasm. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? Comes to this time of the year when we're supposed to be b'simcha and Rosh Hashanah. There's actually a din of whether we do the mitzvahs b'simcha, and the pasuk tells us, "Al tivku, don't cry; v'al tisablu, don't mourn; al tiasu, don't be depressed. Ki chedvas Hashem yimuzchem, your strength is b'simcha." So what does the Yetzer Hara do? He gets us depressed. It's a Yom HaDin after all. It's a day of reflection. We look back on the previous year and we say, no, my davening, my learning, my chesed, my middos could have been better. I'm not steiging as much as I can. I could really be a better yidz. And we get a little bit depressed about it. And that's exactly what the Yetzer Hara wants. He wants us just to fall into that marash chari. He wants us to be depressed and upset on the Yom HaDin. There's, in Yiddish, there's a rhyme. As mumus ton, aber nicht noch ton, ton, aber nicht ob ton, ton, aber nicht auf ton. That means we need to do, aber nicht noch ton, ton, to do what we can, and we're not a copycat. Ton, aber nicht ob ton. Don't just do it for the sake of doing it and get it done and over with. Ton, aber nicht auf ton. We don't have to do it all. Whatever we can, that's what we do. Eizu Asha HaSameach B'chelkoi is going not only on how much money a person has in his bank account, but it's going on his level of Yiddishkeit as well. Of course a person has to say, if I can do more, I'll try to do more. But at the same time he has to say, look, Baruch Hashem, what I'm doing, it's kavadik what I'm doing. HaSameach B'chelkoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Sameach B'chelkoi. We are the chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki chelik Hashem amo yakol chevo nachloisei, the Pasuk says, in Azinu Periklamet Beis, Pasuk Tes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Sameach B'chelkoi. He might want more from Klal Yisrael, but what we're doing, he says, Baruch Hashem, the Yidin are coming to Shul, the davening, the learning, the chesed that Klal Yisrael are doing. He's Sameach B'chelkoi. But the Yetzer Hara's work is to get a person depressed. Right, the Yetzer Hara is not so interested that a person does Averis. He really wants the feeling that we have after we do the Avera. That you're garnished, you're finished, you did that Avera, how can you? And we get depressed. That's what he wants. Right, and a person has to realize, yes, we have a Yom Kippur, we have a Saris and Mitzvah, we need to sort ourselves out. But we have to be B'simcha. That is the strength. There's a Yid that came to Eretz Yisrael in the early 1990s from Russia, behind the Iron Curtain. Didn't know anything. Mamish, garnished, magonished. But he knew one pasuk. Not Shema Yisrael. He knew the pasuk of Tachas Hashalei Avadat Hashem Elakecha B'Simcha. Very unusual. Didn't even know Shema Yisrael Hashem Elakein Hashem Echad. But he knew a pasuk from the middle of the Teichicha of Tachas Hashalei Avadat Hashem Elakecha B'Simcha. So they said to him, what's Pshat? So he said that during the war, he's in Auschwitz together with the Kloisenberger Rebbe, Zechisar Gavrocha, and the Nazis made him go in the freezing winter. The ground was frozen, and they had to dig up the ground and lay train tracks for the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. And every time the Kloisenberger Rebbe took his shovel, his spades, and he put it in the ground, he said, Tachas Eshlei Avadetas Hashem Lekech B'Simcha, and he put it in the ground. Tachas Eshlei Avadetas Hashem Lekech B'Simcha, and he put it in the ground. And again, Tachas, and again, and again. That's what he heard the whole time, because that's the only pasuk I know. So the Teichicha comes, Klolos, Tzoros come to Klal Yisrael, because they were keeping Shabbos, Kashrus, Tefillin, everything. But it wasn't B'Simcha. And for that, the Tzoros come, for that, Klolos come to Klal Yisrael. So first of all, if a person doesn't do it b'simcha, it shows he doesn't mean anything to him. He's doing it because he needs to do it. It's like a person is building a house. He does not interested. He's being forced into it. So he cuts corners wherever he can, in the foundation, in the building, in the structure. The house won't last. If a person's doing it because he wants to do it, he has a simcha, then it's built to last. It's well known that people came to Ramesh Feinstein and they said they have a kasha. The Yidden that came from Europe to America in the 1930s, 1920s, they were mois and nefesh for Shabbos. And yet the children were mechallel Shabbos. So what's pshat? And the Moshe said, because yes, they were mois and nefesh to keep Shabbos. When they came on Friday night and they made Kiddush, they gave a krach, it's shver, it's a zayin Yid. Kid said, oh, this is shver, what do I need it for? But when a person does it, b'simcha, this continuity. and if you want the continuity to the next generation, it's besimcha. And the Yetzirah comes and he wants to get us depressed. Yeah, you know, you can steig more, you can daven better, you can learn better. If you can, try. And have a plan how to do it. But to be depressed about it, not on Rosh Hashanah. Ki chedvas Hashem hi me'uzchem. These days, in English, they're called the days of awe. Other people call them the awful days. Because they get so depressed about it. Sometime in Gevaldik Gevart, he said the difference between awesome and awful is, are you happy with some? Then it's awesome. If you want it to be full, then it's awful. If a person sameach b'chelkei, Baruch Hashem, I'm a frum yidz. I could do more, try to do more. So I'm not grace and tzaddik, okay, I'm aiming, I'm trying. But he doesn't get depressed about it, because if he does and he wants it full, then it's awful. If he's happy with some, it's awesome. And these days are awesome days, the days of awe, the Yomim and Eroim. And what's our strength? Ki chedvas Hashem, hi me'uzchem. So what are the few eitzes? How does a person feel the simcha on Rosh Hashanah? So we say in Kabbal Shabbos, Tehillim Peretz Adik Vov, Yismuch HaShemayim V'Sogel Oretz. The heavens are glad, V'Sogel Oretz. The earth rejoices, Yiram HaYomim Lo Yal HaSodai V'Chal HaShemayim. The whole world is happy. Oz Yiranenu Kol HaTzayar, all the trees are singing. What is the simcha? What's everybody happy about? Lifnei Hashem kivo, because we're coming in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivo lishpoi ta'aretz. It's a Yom Adin. Yishpoi tevo b'tzedek v'amim b'munos HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges his nation with righteousness, with truth. What's the simcha? The whole world is b'simcha. Lifnei Hashem kivo, kivo lishpoi ta'aretz. Because it's a Yom Adin, that's a reason for simcha. There's two types of a judgment. A person can have a court case and he's sitting in front of a judge. The judge is bound by the laws of the country. He can't just pardon. A president of the United States can pardon any prisoner because he's the president. When we're being judged in Rosh Hashanah, we're not being judged by any low-level judge. We're being judged by the Melech Machi Amlochem. And it's biyodah, it's within his power to pardon. Oh, it's a different type of a judgment. When we come lifnei Hashem kiva, and we come to the Melech and we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, I know we could have done a little bit better. We have a plan. Next year is going to be taka better. We're going to try harder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's all I want. Gevaldik. And he has the koyach to pardon. That's the simcha. And in Yom Kippur as well, right, there's a special mitzvah, the Sudus Erev Yom Kippur. Shai Tshuva writes, why do we have the Suda? Right, because when it comes to the Tzoyim Yom HaKippurim, Nischayavnu v'mechuyiv l'kvoy ha'suda asimchas ha'mitzvah be'erev Yom Kippur. So we're very happy we have Yom Kippur. We can't eat on Yom Kippur, so we eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Because when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, we can be Yisratzel Hashem Yisbaruch. You can make up with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? So you make a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Ki hara simchose, we show our simcha be'agia zman kaparose. And it goes more than that, because when a person does tshuva, the tshuva goes ad kisei hakovod, tshuva Yisrael, ad Hashem elokecha. The tshuva goes gedolei tshuva shemegas, it reaches to the kisei hakovod, and at the kisei hakovod, the pasuk says ki oiz v'chedva b'mekaymoi. By the kisei hakovod is only simcha, this chedva. Ki chedva Hashem hi me'uzchem. Our strength is with being b'simcha. Right, the Tanya Beis Yod says as well that when a person's standing in shul on Yom Kippur, simcha gedoyle lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave us Yom Kippur. V'loy zu b'vad, not only that, ela b'shoa at the time, shehu meichel la'avon oseyem shal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them mechila, ein mis'atzei b'li b'levavoy, it's not so to speak like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset, depressed, ela sameach simcha gedoyle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a meirdike simcha at the time of mechila. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that in the earlier times, they had the Beis HaMikdash, they used to hang the red string on Yom Kippur outside. And when it turned white, everybody can see it, Mordek HaSimcha. But then when it didn't turn white, people got depressed. Lehilbin Hoyat Sevim. So then the Masakin, they used to put it by the Pesach Ulam Mibifnim, inside. So people shouldn't see it. We wanted people to be happy on Yom Kippur. But then people started looking inside. Did it turn white? Is it still red? And if it didn't turn white, they were depressed. So then they took it and they tied it on the horns of the Sorel Azazel. It went down there. No one knew. You'd say, no, maybe it should be better. The Klai Yisrael should see that it's red. It didn't turn white, and there'll be more ear of them. They'll get aroused. They'll do tshuva. Yeah, but they might be depressed. And if they're depressed, then forget it. The only way to go further is with the simcha. So why are people taken not with simcha? And I was wondering, why don't we daven for simcha? We daven for so many things. You could look through the nusach of the machzor. We ask for chayim and shalom and brocha, everything. But nowhere does it say that we daven for simcha. There you Taka got it there. Snuck in the middle there. Right? It's so important why Taka we don't daven more for simcha. So there's a Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus says, Omer Rav Nachman, it's Gemara in Tainus, Daf Tezvov. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Afani Yoyma. Loi hakol la'ira. Not everybody is zeicha to or. V'loi hakol la'simcha. Not everybody is zeicha to simcha. Tzadikim la'ira v'yisharim la'simcha. As we know the pasuk, or zerua la tzadik. So tzadik gets or. Uli yishrei leiv simcha. Those who are yosher leiv, they get simcha. Rashi says yisharim la'simcha. Those who are yisharim. We'll explain in a moment what's yisharim. Yisharim adifa mitzadikim. Someone who's a yashar, he's greater than a tzadik. What is a yashar? What's a tzadik? By Sheva Brochus, we say, Sameach tesamach reyem ahuvim, kisamechecha yitzircha, you should be happy, kiganeidim mekedem, the chosen and kala should be simcha, like Adam Rishon and Ganeidim. Where do you find a simcha by Adam Rishon and Ganeidim? So the pasuk in Kehelet says, "Asher osa elekim es adam yosha, Hashem made the person yosha, v'heima bikshu cheshbonos rabim." So Rashi explains, "Asher osa es adam yosha is loshen yochid. A person was created in the singular yosha. V'heima loshen rabim, Adam and Chava. That's once Chava was created. Bikshu cheshbonos rabim. They started making calculations. We can't eat from the Eitz Hadas. We want to. They started making their own cheshbonos. So when is a person besimcha without his ulterior cheshbonos? Once a person makes his own cheshbonos, then a person's not besimcha. The Rambam, very fascinating lashon of the Rambam, quite a famous Rambam. Right, but it sneaks inside a few words. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, he talks about that not only Shevet Levi can sit and learn and be supported, but anybody, Kolish Yisrael, Boya Oilam, any Yid who comes, Ashenod V'Ruchai, right, and he wants to go and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Deyas Hashem, V'Hoylich Yoshar. Rambam puts these words in, V'Hoylich Yoshar, K'moysha So Elekim, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him, Uparak Ma'al Tzavari Oyle Cheshboinus Arabim Asher Bikshu Bnei Adam. He puts aside all his cheshboinus and he says, leave me alone with all the cheshboinus of how and when and where and what. I want to sit and learn. I want to be like Shevet Levi, Harei Zenes Kaddish Kodesh Kedoshim. So Shevet Levi are known to be people who Hoylich B'derech Yosha, and they forget about the cheshboinus Arabim. Where do you find Shevet Levi have this kayach of B'derech Yosha? So the Minchas Chinuch in Parashas Masei, Mitzvah Tovches, where it talks about the Levim live in the Arim Miklots. So the Chinuch has a Shaila. What happens if somebody kills a relative of a Levi? So he's going to run to the Arim Miklots, but the Levi, who's the Goyal Adam, lives right there. So is he safe or is he not safe? So he says, no, the Levi, he's safe to go there. Even if somebody kills a relative of a Levi, he has nothing to be worried about the Levi. On this Shevet Levi it said, they don't do anything with their own cheshbonos mederech hayosha, v'kivun emes v'loyata liba ma'avas odom. They go mederech hayosha. They keep the mitzvahs, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them to do, that's what they do. I, this fellow killed my relative, there's no cheshbonos. Leave the personal cheshbonos out. When a person leaves his personal cheshbonos out, and he realizes, today's the Yom HaDin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges
everything we're going to get. And whatever we need, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Then the jealousy, the machlekes, the sinner, it all falls away. The cheshbonos rabim fall away, and it goes b'derech hayosha. Or the yishrei lev, simcha. Very quickly, the Rav Hirsch says, the word sameach is connected to the word sameach. When a person's growing spiritually, Yiddishkeit, he has that fulfillment, the sameach, then there's simcha. Rav Palm once said, a person searches for the city of happiness, and he doesn't realize it's in the state of mind. To paraphrase that, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that the letters of b'machshava and b'simcha, machshava and b'simcha are the same letters. Right? That's a machshava of a person. When I was growing up, if I may say this, there was a goyish pop singer, country singer called Bobby McFerrin, right? And he sang a song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." It was quite a big hit. "Don't Worry, Be Happy." Right? Every person has some trouble, and if you worry, it will double. So don't worry, be happy. How do I know about it? Because apparently he committed suicide. Right? So it made, you know, some I read it in the Hamadiyah because I didn't listen to what was the number one thing. Right? He said, don't worry, be happy. Every person has some, a little bit of emphasis in what he was saying. If you worry, it will double. Don't worry, be happy. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we have to be worried. And we have to be happy. It's a Yom HaDin, and it's Pachet B'chodim. It's Noyo V'Oyom. And we all know the Tzoros that Klal Yisrael are going through. Right? Individuals, people are not well, they need Refuah Shleimus, people need Yishuos and Nechamas, and Shidduchim and Nachas from the children. Meruvim Tzorchei Amcha, whether it's our own Mishpachos, Klal Yisrael, a general, and we know what's going on. We hear what's going on. We hear of tzoros that Klal Yisrael go through, Rachman al Islam. And we daven for ourselves and we daven for Klal Yisrael. We daven Lashon Rabba and we have a mind that everybody should have a year of goodness. So we're taka worried. We have to be worried. It's a Yom Adin. But at the same time, it's a Yom Asimcha. Ki chedvas Hashem, hi mu'uzchem. When we come in the morning and we say Shalai Yisani Goy, when we finish davening, we say Aleinu L'shabeach L'adoin HaKosh, Shalai Yisonu K'goy Yerotzais, HaKosh Baruch Hu made us so we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our simcha. And Kiched Vas Hashem Yimuzchem, when we talk a come Rosh Hashanah, we have that simcha, we say the Shechiyonu Bakedish with Kavanah, Baruch Hashem, Shechiyonu V'kimonu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees we're b'simcha, that we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Zoya says, that brings us a simcha, and we'll talk a zoycha to a happy new year, a year of Yeshuas V'nechama is full of Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, that was. You can read it. Why make such a thing?